Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and I want to welcome you to a new episode of the Agape Love Podcast, A Voice of Light in the Darkness. We're going to begin with episode number 24. We've been through 23 already, and we're still not finished with the oppressed spirit. You have to learn that you are probably an oppressed spirit, that much has happened to your spirit that you don't even know about. But here in this podcast show, here on YouTube and YouTube podcast and YouTube music, and anywhere else you can get it, we have been learning about ourselves and all of humanity. I too had been an oppressed spirit, sunk down in the miry clay of the flesh. My soul had no light of eternity, of the kingdom of heaven, or who I really was spiritually. So here in this teaching series of the oppressed spirit, we've been learning about ourselves. And this is going to be episode number 24. And I want to begin first with prayer. Then I want to read to you a couple of poems that were sent to me years ago by a precious young lady who had been an oppressed spirit. But through agape love, a voice of light in her darkness, she was no longer spiritually oppressed. But let's first open up with prayer. Dear God of creation, God of all humanity and nature, the God of the kingdom of heaven, whose heart has reached out through eons of generations to all of humanity and even to the earth to reach the oppressed spirits that we are, to touch us with your glory, your presence, your light, and most of all with your agape love. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, but always reaching, helping us every way you could, so that upon our earthly death or before, we could no longer be an oppressed spirit, but be one of yours, a spirit that's free, full of light, agape love, joy, and peace, free from the murkiness of the darkness of the flesh, the soul, and its lust of its eyes, its lust of its flesh, and the pride of life, and free from our spiritual slavery to Satan and his kingdom of darkness. Thank you for never forsaking us and always being there, even now, for us. In your name, your glory, your agape love, amen. All right, I want to read to you just a couple of poems. This precious young girl, who I was privileged to introduce to the God of creation, the God of agape love, named Amanda. She had been a multi-generational Satanist. I met her when she was still 14 years old and getting ready to be 15. And she was going to have to marry her biological father and produce children. But God had other plans. She wrote this to me. She wanted me to always know about her life. I have many people that are that way. Once they get to know me, they can feel safe. They trust me. They can reveal their hidden selves. I have some who bring abused babies to me. Abused parts, anger. Maybe some of them bring multiple personalities to me. And God and I are able to love them, to give them freedom so they can become whole in Him. Her first poem to me was called The Tapestry of Me. Let's see. Have you ever been inside of me? No. Have you ever been that close to me? No. Ever given me a chance to reach out to you? No. Even lifted a finger besides the bird to help me? No. So how can you expect me to just open up to you. Like, what would you do if you lived in my shoes? Probably couldn't handle it. All the blood and gore. You think your life's just so pretty? But you don't live till you have tasted a piece of me. Won't you listen to me? Get up, come on. Get down with the sickness and the sickness inside of me. See now, can't you see? I'm trying to open up to you. Breathe the violence. It's significant. To the light, if you have ever known anyone, how do you sleep when you live with your lies inside of you? You try different things all the time to drown it out. What do you want to do with me? I don't want to be innocent. Would you come? Share my world? Come. Bring me the joy I lost when I began to lose you. That was the tapestry of me. From Miss Amanda. Now listen to another one I heard. Two more of her wonderful poems. This one's called The Spiders Inside of Me. Remember, you're learning about us and how we think and feel and what is going on the inside of an oppressed spirit. This was written to me by a 17-year-old multi-generational Satanist who accepted Christ Jesus as their Savior and Lord and has been unsuccessfully unable to get out of Satanism completely. This was written in 2001. The spiders inside have no place to hide. They come out at night from their place deep inside of me. If I could show you, I would. But no one can see inside of me because there's no light. Only darkness that resides in me. Because I am just too sad to see. Depression and anguish are my only friends. You see, they are always around. Not like the rest. They never leave. Sometimes I sit and dream of a better day. Wish I had my own place of escape. But I don't. So I rest again peacefully. But I'm awakened by the thoughts of reality. The demons inside, they are so painfully alive in me. The mere feelings of joy and hopefulness are so far from me. Now all I do is sit in my room and dream of escaping this darkness, the darkness that dwells deep inside of me. That is many of you. You know it. And I knew it. In fact, I just helped a precious young man. He had so much anger inside over what's been happening in his personal life. And I allowed him to take it out on me. And then he went through the stages of grief because he had always been grieving loss of love. This precious young woman, Amanda, wrote me another one in February 2001. She was 16 this time. She is still in multi-generational Satanism because her mother, her father, her friends, everybody was there. She grew up in it. She was a chosen child, a high priestess to be and soon to sit in the third place on the International Illuminati's Roundtable of Leaders. Yeah, there's 13 of them, one from each of the 12 children of Israel, who used to be called Jacob. So you have to study ancient history. But there was one girl. They sit and they rule the world behind closed doors in hidden darkness through many ways. This story is called Numb. Bleeding now I am, crying out I am, falling down, and I'm feeling nothing. Yeah, you've created a rift within me. There have been several complications, and I am left feeling nothing. I might say, you are wrong to take it from me. You left me feeling nothing. Crawling now I am, beaten down I am, tortured now, and I am left now feeling nothing. Hunting now I am, stalking now I am, reaching out I am, and I am feeling nothing. Said I can feel you, ripping, tearing, and feeding inside of me, feeding and growing inside of me. I want this more than you know. I need it. Give it back to me, give it back to me, give it back to me. And then her poem ends. You have to understand what an oppressed spirit is. It's something that's hidden deep inside of us, our eternal part. Even that part that you may not even believe you have. But it is there. So let's continue on with more of the oppressed spirit. This was a teaching by Dr. Miles Monroe, years ago, that I learned. He's from the Bahamas Faith Ministries. He has a lot of videos on YouTube, but he and his wife, Ruth, are in heaven now. But he had to teach us, humanity, that we were oppressed, and we didn't know that we were. When this spiritual understanding of being oppressed and having oppressors, and this knowledge and truth begins to come into you as light, it will begin to set you spiritually free from the oppression of the oppressors, from being a part of the herd, the dependency on them, or obeying them without having any fear. Fruit trees never bring their fruit to you themselves. They either have to be taken to others, or one has to come to the tree, the fruit, the vine. One will be drawn, called, will bring all men to his fruits in one's life. I was taken to Amanda, but she was drawn to the light that was in me. So there are two things always going on. I, Pastor Deborah, and many others are always going, shining out through words, poems, pictures, prayers, and others are reaching out, trying to find freedom. They're trying to see if a new life could be there, and would it taste good? This young man I just worked with, he was in so much pain and anger and anguish in his soul. He needed healing. He needed deliverance. He needed to express his anger as somebody safe to take it out on. He found me. I was reaching out. He was looking. And we connected. The God of freedom, the God of creation, he will spiritually promote and show off his fruit, his love, his joy, his peace, his righteousness, his light, his authority and dominion through one's newly discovered self. You get newly discovered and set free. This God of freedom will shine out through you. And not only will your spirit that's been oppressed see and taste of his fruit of freedom, but so will your soul and your physical body. His freedom, his love, his agape love will shine brightly out, maybe through your actions, your deeds, your poems, your songs, your artwork, out through a video, a podcast show, music, maybe in just your prayers, will brightly shine out his righteousness, his fruit that he has planted here on the earth for you to taste and see that he has freedom for your spirit. And it comes from his heart to you. Then others will seek you out for the fruit that you are bearing spiritually. Sometimes I tell poets I can either hear their soul writing me, speaking. Sometimes their spirit is able to come out. Sometimes it's both. You can also look at paintings, hear music, and hear the spirit and the soul of people. But that is the fruit either of oppression or freedom. That one is spiritually carrying, bearing, producing inside of themselves. You will either draw people to you or repel people to you. If you're bearing spiritual fruit of this Most High God, they will want to hear your words. They will want to be in your presence, watch your videos, listen to your songs, look at your artwork, read your books, for they are seekers and they are quietly looking for something that they don't even know. They're looking for something, maybe truth, knowledge, wisdom, counsel, deliverance, freedom, healing, but they don't know why they are drawn to you. They might be drawn to you on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X. And they want to connect with you, respond, and they don't know why. But the Spirit is always trying to seek and be free. Those who are spiritually drawn to this fruit of freedom of your spiritual life will be overtaken with their desire for this spiritual fruit, and they will come in all ways, and they will overcome all obstacles in their life to get to you, to your words, to a connection, to see if what you're saying is real. They'll test you and try you, and the words themselves. Yet, even through the darkness and the fear of Satan, which will get stronger and bigger, attacks will come. Their desires to get to this unknown fruit that you are to be carrying, coming out of a mature, developed, righteous spiritual being, a son of God. Oh, I'm a female, but I'm a son of God. The word son means offspring. They're looking for something at someone they know not. And they will battle every danger and every attack. They will come in silence and listen. I used to have phone conversations with 200 to 500 people through one person, Miss Amanda. It was Grand Central Station. She would call me, and others would talk through her. It was her voice, but it was their spirit using her, and she allowed it. People would come into my home. They'd follow me to Walmart. They'd sit in my car spiritually. They were looking, seeking. And once they found I had this fruit that they wanted and needed, they started to hang out with me spiritually. Some of them would come in animals just for me to hug them. So you be encouraged. If you are one carrying this fruit, they're coming. They're seeking and looking for you and what you carry. And then they will test you to see if it's the real deal, the real thing. And then you will have to hold in agape love. So I want to wrap up this episode right here to let you know some of us are fruit bearers. And we shine out a light into the darkness. And our voice must be able to carry this fruit. Our words, our chats, our pictures to others, knowing they're looking. For most of humanity lives under oppression of darkness and ignorance. And they are seeking freedom and agape love. All right, that ends this episode. And we'll pick up again in episode number 25 of The Oppressed Spirit. And this is Pastor Deborah, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.